Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church here in New London, especially those of you who may be listening to this service on the radio or watching us live on Facebook or watching our service recorded on our website. We are committed to moving forward with the gospel for the next generation. For 128 years, God has blessed this congregation in so many incredible ways. 100 of those years have been with this magnificent building that we have here. And as we look at what we want to hand off to the generations who come after us, we're going to talk about moving forward here at Emmanuel. That's our theme for the month of October. And tonight we're going to be looking at trusting that God owns it all. Everything belongs to God, including you and me. He created us. And then he formed us, and then he said, you have nothing to fear. I also redeemed you. You belong to me, and I know you by name. What a comforting thought that is. We will be celebrating communion in our service this evening. You have the service before you in our folder. We'll begin with our opening hymn. It's hymn 485.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless worrying and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. In His great mercy, God made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through His called servant, and I'll forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you. God, our Father, you made us and we belong to you. Keep us mindful of your goodness, that with thankful hearts we may sing your praise, who alone is worthy of honor and glory. together with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Our first lesson in 1 Kings chapter 8 reminds us that not one word of God has ever failed to come true. When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord, where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out toward heaven. He stood and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us or forsake us. May he turn our hearts to him, to walk in obedience to him and to keep the commands, decrees, and laws he gave our ancestors. And may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel according to each day's need, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time." This is the word of our Lord. In our second lesson in James chapter 1, we are reminded that everything good in our lives, in fact, every good gift, comes down to us from our Heavenly Father. "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." This too is the word of our Lord. Please stand for our gospel lesson. In Matthew chapter 6, which is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, God reminds us of his power to remove all of our doubts and take care of all of our needs. "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to you.
You may be seated as we join to sing our hymn of the day. It's hymn 827, "Rejoice My Heart, Be Glad and Sing."
Thank you.
grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you. Amen. Our text for consideration today is the text from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. And don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. This is the word of the Lord. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am sure that all of us love to go out and eat. Why do we love go out and eat all the time? We love to go out and eat all the time because, well, we don't want to hear the children ask mom all day long, right? What's for supper? What's for supper? What's for supper? We always enjoy to take our kids out, unless they're under the age of five. Then it's a little more difficult. You have like 30 minutes, you know, before everyone explodes and everything. But we love to go out to eat all the time, don't we? Because, well, first off, there's so many different entrees out there. No one can complain about what they're going to be eating. If you want chicken wings, you can have chicken wings. If you want a hamburger, you can have a hamburger. If you want prime rib, you can have prime rib. But then there's also all the other different things that you can order, like the salad bar, right? You know, maybe two different types of soup. And then you have the cheese spreads out there, and then all the fixings for a good salad, just the way you like it. But then I also think you also like the service, right? You know, you don't have to set the table, preheat the oven, and you don't have to clean up afterwards. I think we all love to go out and eat. So I guess the only time that there's maybe a little tension, though, is when the bill comes sometimes, especially if you're eating with relatives, that is. If it's with my family, not a problem. Well, I'll take care of it, not a problem. But then they always have to split the bill, and then they get their calculators out, and then it comes up for, well, how much should we leave for a tip? That's usually when I leave and sit in my car. But how much do you tip when you go out to eat? You know, they always say, what, 15%? We just make it easy. We say 20%, so if it's $100, you know, it's $20 tip, and $50 is $10. It's just a simple thing for us to remember and everything. But why do we tip? We tip our service for the service that they provided for us, right? For the good food, the good atmosphere, for the pickup and the cleanup. 20%, I guess, is pretty decent. But that's only for a meal. A meal that lasts maybe 3 hours of that time out there, enjoying your family and friends. Then afterwards, it's kind of forgotten about. It's a meal. 20% for a meal? How about God? How do you tip God? Well, he has everything. He doesn't really need any tips. You're true. That's right. But he's honored when we do tip him. So how do you tip God? Or maybe we've forgotten that he has given us everything, and I mean everything. All we are and all we have isn't because of what I did, but because of how he has showered his blessings into our lives. Just think of your existence. I think we take that for granted all the time, right? The world says, oh, you're just here. You're here by chance. Well, God says, no, you're not here by chance. You're here because of my plan. You're not here by chance. And again, remember what the psalmist says. It says this, he knew us before we were born. He says this in Psalm 139, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now, I'm sure that we could do all the different calculations of everything that had to happen for you to be here. We've done this many times, but my parents had to meet just at the right time, and all the different billions of makeups, here I am. But not only that, my grandparents and my on both sides would have to meet just at the right time for me to be here. And the world says, chance? It's not chance. We're here by God's grace. He knew us. He gave us this existence. And not only did he give us existence and life in this world, guess what? He even chose the places and the times and locations that we were to live. He is the puppet master, and we are the puppets. Remember what he says here in the book of Acts chapter 26? He himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. He determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. Do you thank your God for your existence? Or do we take it for granted? Do you realize that your heart will beat approximately 3,600 times in this 40-minute sermon? Okay, I'm not going to say 40-minute sermon. Okay, 1,600 times in my 20-minute sermon. 1,600 times your heart will probably approximately beat up to around 5,000, give or take a couple hundred, for this next hour, from the time we began this worship to the time we end this worship. But I think we take that for granted a lot of times, don't we? Do you realize everything that has to happen for your heart to beat just once? It'd fill a book that'd be around 12 inches thick, small print. And our heart beats every time, every minute, around 60 to 80 times per minute. Just like the psalmist says here, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Have you thanked God for your life? Have you taken some time to ponder and give him thanks for making you you and for all that you have? How many of you slept on a mattress last night? I'm sure that all of us slept on a mattress last night. How many of us maybe opened up the window that had screens in it so it wouldn't let the mosquitoes in, right? I'm sure we did that. And if you're still maybe complaining a little bit because it's just a little too muggy, you could turn on the AC. And maybe for some of you who like it at 80 degrees, you might have to turn the furnace on because it's fall now and everything. And if you got thirsty, guess what? You have running water. You can take a shower. You can take a bath. You open up your refrigerator where your food is cold. You can throw a frozen pizza in. And then you open up your garage and you see all your cars and vehicles and all your toys. And then we also are given the gift of insurance because if the worst happens, guess what? That will all be replaced. Have you taken these things for granted? Have you taken some time to ponder and pause and thank God for who he made you and for what he has given you? Or how about the people that he's placed strategically in our lives? That's a real blessing too, right? I'm not just talking about your spouse. I'm talking about your children and your other family members and your relatives and your neighbors and your good friends. There's so many blessings if you just take a good look around. I know that I will be an empty nester officially beginning Wednesday as I move my daughter down to South Carolina. But I'll tell you the absolute truth that even though you might not have kids or anything like that, if you're like me and my wife, we always share TikTok back and forth because, you know what, the innocence of little babies, right? You know, to hear their little giggles, what a blessing God gives to us to hear those little giggles. Or maybe we share a TikTok back and forth because look at how little and plump this little guy is. It reminds me of our youngest, Brendan. We always would call him Heimlich, the fat little caterpillar from A Bug's Life. We had shared that back and forth, but again, take a good look around you, who God has strategically placed you with, your good friends, family, and a good Christian family around you. If you thank God for those who sit around you and share life with you? Have you taken some time to ponder and give him thanks for all that he has made you and for all that he has given you without our asking? How about this? How many of you are healthy? Well, we're all here, right? We're healthy. Don't take that for granted, because there's a lot of people unhealthy out there too. But we can thank God that God gives us a country where we have pharmacies, and we also have professional medical workers to take care of us, and we have EMTs to find us and take us to the hospital. And if they're not there, we have law enforcement. If they're not there, we have the fire department. We live in a good, good land, don't we? Have we taken some time to thank God for all he has given us and for who he has made us? Now, these are just temporal things. I could go on and on about all the spiritual things. And there are so many blessings there, right? Things that will last. You know, again, have you thanked God? Sometimes you feel alone, right? Guess what? No worries. Because you know what Jesus says to you? Fear not. And he looks at you and he says it in a confident smile. Say, hey, fear not. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Are you worried by any chance? That's why I love that gospel lesson, right? Have you ever seen a bird bite its little talons or nails? Saying, I don't know where I'm going to get that next kernel. Have you ever seen a sparrow out there feverishly smoking a cigarette going, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow? I don't think you have. They sing their songs every morning, and they sing their songs every night. And you are worth more than many sparrows. So do not fear. He is with you. Maybe some of you feel like no one understands. And maybe there isn't anyone that understands what you're going through. I don't know what you're going through, or you. But the Lord does. Remember what he says? He says, surely I'm with you. Not only surely I'm with you. He goes, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He knows our thoughts and our attitudes before they're even on the tip of our tongue. He goes, be quiet, I got it. I know exactly what you need. And maybe some of you are, you know, overcome with a lot of guilt. Well, let me introduce to you Jesus. Though your sin is great, we have a greater Savior. Look, the Lamb of God who comes and has taken away the sin of the world. By his wounds we have been healed. Remember what we just heard? You know, we confessed our sins and we heard the absolution. You're forgiven. It's a beautiful thing. And maybe some of you are scared of death, since we all usually are scared of death. But again, let me introduce you to the death conqueror who swallowed up death in victory. The psalmist says this in Psalm 139. You hemmed me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. It's a beautiful passage. I always think of it as like an invisible fence, right? Wherever we are, God's hands are always around us. If we're over here, here he is. If we're over there, here he is. He has laid his hand upon us. Have you ever gone through anything in your life when you look back and say, how did we ever get through that? And when you try to figure out, you're going, I don't know. I really don't know how we got through that. Well, you see, he was hemming you in behind and before. He was laying your hand upon you. He watches over you at all times. And my prayer, my hope is that we have the same attitude as the psalmist who says this, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Take some time to ponder and rejoice and forget not all his benefits. It's tremendous. The reason I say that is because the attitude out there that is so prevalent in this day and age, we find here in Deuteronomy, it says this: "You may say to yourself, 'My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.' But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth." Don't pat yourselves on the back. Take your hands and point. It's all because of you and you alone. So why do we tip at a restaurant? Because we love to be wined and dined, right? Well, God has wined and dined us from eternity into eternity. How can we thank Him? By doing what you're doing right now, coming and hearing His message, come and hear that you're fully forgiven, come and hear about your future, come in here and letting Him strengthen you again. And how else can you thank Him? By remembering Him and giving Him a portion of your time, talents, yes, and treasures as well. You know that we've heard a lot about our building campaign, which is called Forward. It's very exciting, you know, but I don't look at it as a building program so much, but I look at it as a very unique opportunity that God has given us to worship Him in a very unique way. And He usually gives this time only once every generation. Now, I'm sure that all of you have been wondering right up here, "So, Pastor Schultz, what's the deal with all the plates?" You know? Well, all the plates, and I'm going to just come down here. It's around 35. You know what that is? What that represents? 5% of those people that have been called home to heaven in the last 13 years since I've been here. 5%, around 34 plates. You know what? If I put all like close to 700, you know what our Christmas Eve service at 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve is? 700 plus. All these pews would be packed. You know, and I'm sure that all those that are there in heaven right now, I'm sure that they don't have any regrets. And I'm sure that they're hearing inexpressible things and seeing inexpressible things and, you know, experiencing inexpressible things. But I'm sure that if they had any regrets, and you're not going to have any regrets in heaven, not at all. But if they did, I think some of them would say, "You know what? I wish we had taken the pre-service service a little more serious." They worship the Lord, the Lamb, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords perfectly now. But I wish we had served the Lord a little more serious in our lifetime here. And you know what this also represents? You don't see them here today, but tomorrow, guess what? There's going to be 30 or 40 3- and 4-year-olds. It's amazing, isn't it? 30 to 40, you know, 3- and 4-year-olds sitting here. And I kind of look at it this way, right? It's the old generation that's there in heaven and the new generations that come in, and we are sitting. How can we worship the Lord? Do we worship the Lord and say, "Oh, remember the good old days of Emmanuel when we would have so many members at all the time? Remember those good old days?" That's not worshiping the Lord. You can thank the Lord for that glorious past. Don't get me wrong. We don't worship the Lord saying, "You know what? We're pretty good where we're at right now," and become complacent. We worship the Lord by going forward in Him, with Him, and for Him. Now, I just would like to play this little video for you, and I'll explain it a little bit before. You know, I love America, and I think we all love America, of course, and that national anthem. But what takes place in this? So it's a graduation, and the soloist is singing the national anthem, but at the end, all of a sudden, her mic cuts out. But then the whole crowd continues to sing the national anthem. Let us listen.
"Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so twilight's last gleaming, whose
And the reason I brought that up as we look into this renovation, you know, I love the soloist singer, but this is not a soloist project here. It's not going to be Pastor Tiefel, Pastor Schultz, Pastor Hyges, and the church council. We can't do it. But what I really loved about that video, I see this whole crowd, and this is our opportunity to sing, all of us together, to bring our gracious God and thank Him for all that He has done for us today, tomorrow, and forever, and all that He has given us. And I look at you, and this is not a way to become a child of God. No, we go ahead forward because we are His children. We know what He has done for us. We are His, and we have His forgiveness, and we have a future that will never end because of Him. Let us take this forward to the next generation. Amen. Please stand. Now may the God which transcends all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us now confess our Christian faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things are made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He shall come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated.
Lord of our lives, by sending your Son to live and die as our perfect substitute, you provided forgiveness and salvation for a world of sinners. We praise you for your generous, saving love. We thank you for reaching out to each of us personally with your word and the water of baptism. You have set us apart as people who belong to you, people whose purpose in life is to receive your love and live to your glory. Gracious Father, remind us that you have called us to live for you and not for ourselves, or according to the standards of the world. Help us devote our time, our talents, our energy, and whatever you have placed into our hands to those things that will be of value for eternity. Help us to love you and others and to use things as you desire, instead of loving things and trying to use you and others for our own selfish desires. May our hearts belong to you completely, so that our lives can be devoted to things that really matter. Bless all who are suffering or in need. Be with the lonely and the grief-stricken. Move us to use the unique gifts you have given each of us to bring comfort and help to those who need it. Bless the government and the church. Make us blessings to both. O Lord God, Lord of life and death, we thank you for all the mercies with which you have blessed our fellow believers, Jim Swanson and Barbara Hertzfeldt, now fallen asleep. We thank you especially for having brought them to a knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you would comfort their families and all who mourn their deaths with your precious promises, and cheer them with the sure hope of a blessed reunion in heaven. O Lord, you are the great physician of soul and body. We pray that you would look with mercy on Channing Pompa in his battle with COVID. If it is your will, spare his life and restore his strength. Deal compassionately with your servant and bless the medical means employed on his behalf with your healing power. We pray that you would surround his wife and family with your comfort and peace and hope and faith. We commit him to your gracious mercy and protection, for you are a faithful and merciful God. And we bring these prayers before you, throne, in the name of the Savior who died for us. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has called us to be his own so that we might live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power. By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame hell. By his rising from the grave, he opened heaven. Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which was poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Now may the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. may our Savior's true body and blood strengthen and keep you in the true faith to life everlasting. May God's peace be with you always. Amen. Lord, we thank you for richly blessing us each and every day of our lives. Everything we have and everything that we are is your gift to us. And now you have filled our hearts with your love by the Holy Spirit that you have given us, not only in the message we've heard, but in the meal that we have received. It reminds us of how much you have loved us. You've loved us with an everlasting love, and we leave here today empowered by the love you have for us, a love that you want us to be able to share with the world. In your Son's name, amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We will close with the closing hymn, God Whose Giving Knows No Ending. These are certainly exciting days here at Emmanuel as we look on the past 100 years of blessings that God has given us in this facility and look at what we can do to hand on to the generations who will come after us for the next 100 years. With that in mind, if you haven't picked up a copy of this, make sure you pick up one before you leave, because it's going to give you most of the information that you need to know about this program that we're doing and about the future direction that we're looking for here at Emmanuel. Pick it up, read through it. On Sundays in between the services, there's a Q&A and an opportunity for people to ask whatever questions they have. All the questions people were asking me were about those plates before. They thought you were going to be serving them something during the service, but so I'm glad you explained what those were all about. It was a great way of doing it, a reminder that we stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before us, who have borne the work, who have carried the load, and have passed the baton on to us. So thank you for your message today, and thank you. You have a truly blessed week in Christ. I look forward to greeting you at the door. Thank you.